Chapter 3. Murphy. After straightening her cluttered apartment, Veronica scoured the bottom of her duffel bag and pulled out a framed picture of her mother. She tenderly ran her fingers across the photo like she'd done 1,000 times, noticing its yellowing edges. The picture of her mother sat in her purse for years, and afraid she was going to lose it on her trip to Minneapolis, she had it framed before leaving San Diego. She kissed her mother's likeness and placed it in a position of honor on her dresser. "Enough," she whispered. Turning from her bedroom, she gathered the bag of kitchen trash, stuffed it into a nest of cardboard boxes, and headed out the door for the dumpster. After she locked the door behind her, a creaking noise coming from the hall startled her, and she turned to see a brown-eyed man in his 30s toting his own bag of trash.
"Must be trash time for everyone," he said, a grin playing at the corners of his mouth.
He wore a red shirt and faded, ripped blue jeans, and when he turned to lock his door, she noticed he sported a short black ponytail.
"Yeah, I guess so," she answered. "Did you just move in? I haven't seen you around before."
"Yeah, just a few days ago."
He dropped the bag of garbage near his feet, wiped his hands on the front of his jeans, and extended the smooth palm.
"I'm Murphy Norton."
"Veronica Austin."
She accepted his handshake, taking note of his firm grip and muscular forearm.
"Welcome to Palm Oaks."
"Brilliant. Even teeth."
"Nope. Not a Ramonga. Nor a vampire. And he is fine."
"Thank you."
Murphy nodded toward the boxes. "You finished unpacking?"
"Yeah, finally." A giggle burbled from her lips, and heat rose in her face.
"Quit acting like a little schoolgirl. He's gonna think you're desperate."
"Well, like I said, welcome. I think you'll like it here.
It's a nice building."
"Thanks."
"You in college?"
"No."
"Are you?"
He nodded. "Yeah. I go to the Minneapolis Tech College down the street. Thought maybe I'd see you around campus."
"No, I just moved to Minnesota,"
she said. He scratched the back of his neck and tightened his ponytail.
"Where from?"
"California."
"I'm new to Minnesota, too. I'm from Florida, but I've always wanted to go to California."
There's that smile again. Veronica felt herself grow warmer. He awkwardly stepped forward. "Hey, sorry, do you need help with that?" A gentleman, too. Veronica shifted the heavy box again. "Yeah, thanks." He took the box from Veronica's arms as easily as if it were stuffed with feathers.
"Trade ya."
He nodded toward the small bag of garbage she'd dropped by the door.
"Mine's light."
"It's a deal."
Veronica picked up the white kitchen bag and followed Murphy down the hallway.
"Say, I'm having a get-together tonight. Small group. Just a few friends. You're welcome to stop by."
Oh, I'm going to a club tonight, but thanks."
"Really? Which one?"
"Dark Sepulchre. Have you been there?"
He cocked an eyebrow.
"No, I've never been, but I hear it's wild. Maybe I'll check it out sometime."
"It's not all that great," she said, trying to sway him. "I think it's overrated." Veronica couldn't help but notice the way his muscles in his upper back flexed as he shifted the box into one arm and turned, again extending his hand in her direction.
"I can take the rest from here."
"You don't have to do that. I've got it." He reached for the bag. "Really, I'll get it. I'm going to the store anyway, and I'm parked out back." He grabbed the bag and flipped it over his shoulder like Santa carrying his pack.
"If you change your mind, just come on over. People should start arriving around 8 or 9.
Veronica quickly stepped around him and held open the door.
"You know, that's college student time." He laughed when Veronica's forehead wrinkled. "You know, when you say something starts at 7 and people don't get there until later? They're my friends and they also go to college, so..."
"Ah, college student time," she nodded.
"That makes sense."
Murphy bounded down the steps and turned.
Hey, if you need anything or if you just want to hang out or something, just knock.
Veronica nodded and gave a little wave, then watched as he disappeared around the corner. She thought of her experience at Dark Sepulchre. A get-together sure sounds better than that zoo, she murmured. She knew that going there for a second night in a row wasn't a wise idea. Returning to her living room, she plopped down and flipped the TV on again. The news report of the house fire replayed. Maybe a party wouldn't be a bad idea, she thought, as she closed her eyes for a moment of rest. Sure sounds better than spending another night hounded by a demon.